This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey folks, good Wednesday morning to you. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS from the Parmar Store Studios. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. Big happenings this week with the folks at Parmar. Today, they begin operations at their latest store in Huntington. It's 1002 9th Avenue. Then tomorrow, Parmar is going to open up the all-new Parmar Mountaineer Mart Pick Pack Grocery Store in Richwood. We have a ribbon cutting scheduled there tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Then on Friday at 2 o'clock, Parmar will break ground on their first ever store in Logan County at the Appalachian Outpost. That's the former Rita Mall location. Remember, I guess it's now more true than ever. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Second part of the show, Mike Pushkin is going to join us. Now, not as a candidate, but as the new state Democratic Party chair. He was elected to that position over the weekend, and we're going to spend one segment with Mike, just kind of talking about where the Democratic Party goes for here. There's been some upheaval in both the parties. Not really upheaval. I mean, Mike was elected. The Republican Party, well, that's kind of a different story. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. But as we do from time to time, I want to welcome in our good friend from the Shape Shop, the lovely and talented and always radiant and beautiful Millie Snyder.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well,
if you didn't know that, I want you to know that.
I'm glad that you're here because you were making me a little nervous, kid. I mean, it was kind of like I was looking at the door and I was thinking, okay, where is she?
That's because I have more to do than a human being needs to do, but I do it anyway.
But you got it here. Yes. All right. Before we get into what's going on at the Shape Shop, I understand you've been quite the traveler here as of late.
Well, yes, I actually did take a week off to visit a friend of mine. She, like myself in days of old, was a franchisee for Weight Watchers, and I went to spend her birthday with her, and we had a great week.
Yeah, okay.
And New York is crowded as ever. Uh-huh. We went to see Music Man, and as we are approaching the theater and ready to go in, we find out that Hugh Jackman, the star, had COVID. Mm-hmm. So his understudy, and interestingly enough, no one got upset. No one, you know, was looking to cancel their tickets and get a new one. And the understudy, Max Clater, was fantastic. And I enjoyed that opportunity.
You seem to me to be the type of person, Millie, that would really just live it up in New York City.
Well, I didn't, but...
Well, no, what I mean, you would enjoy New York City is what
I'm
saying.
Oh, absolutely.
It seems like your kind of town is what I'm saying.
Well, it is. And, you know, a lot of people are astonished when I share this, but when I was growing up in Baltimore, I was allowed to go to New York City by myself mm-hmm. at age 10.
Mm-hmm.
And
parents would ever allow that now.
Oh, no. I would not allow my children when they were 10 to do that.
Right.
But my parents shoved me out the door with, and I was going to visit an aunt and uncle.
Right.
But nonetheless, I was allowed to do that travel on trailways up the New Jersey Turnpike, getting into the city. And I did it. And I think it helped do something to me.
Well,
I don't know
it
what.
Probably, yeah, it probably sets you on a path forward to be a much better person because adventurous.
It gave me a sense of adventure. And, you know, I'm afraid of some things, but I'm not afraid of everything like many people are. And I wish that wasn't true for the people that it affects that way.
Mm. Well,
because life is to be lived.
I agree 100%. I got to get this in here because a little technical information here. We've been getting a lot of text about it. Apparently, the live stream for 580 Live is not working at this particular time. So we just have to have people just go back to the radio and just, you know, they're working on it. They're working
go
on
back
it.
Back to the radio but, as an old age?
Well, as an old day. I mean, yeah, I'm still a radio guy. I mean, I actually listen to an actual radio, but I do listen to the stream from time to time as well. The majority of our listeners are on the stream. And by the way, I do want to throw this out there because I don't do a good job of doing it. All of our shows here are available, like my show and weekly show in the afternoon are available via podcast. So if you don't catch the show, you know, at its appointed time at 9 a.m., whether it's you or like I said, the other shows, you can go back and you can listen to it on demand, available on the website, on your favorite streaming services. And we also post it on Facebook and on Twitter. So you can go back and listen to the show. More people do that than listen to it live.
And albeit, I need a little streaming education. So
well, if you're a Facebook person, literally all you have to do is you have to just go like I put it on my Facebook page, Dave Allen Radio. It's also on WCHS Network, and literally you just go to it and you click on it, and it plays.
It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Wow. Well, I'm certainly going to do that.
All right. All right. What's new at the Shape Shop?
Well, you know, I want to talk about this inflation thing. And
okay.
So many people have just raised their prices, and I'm happy to tell you that at Shape Shop, I did not jump on that inflation train, and our prices are the same as they have been. But what I would like people to know, if they come into the shop to buy our various and many freshly baked everything, our prices are the same as they were, but you can also purchase a club card, which is $19.99, and it's good for one calendar year. Mm-hmm. And every time you come into the Shape Shop, you get a 10% discount on your purchases, and that adds up. Plus, after just a couple of purchases, it pays for the club card. So I did not jump on that, and I think that a lot of people did. And now I think they're reversing gears because people are tightening their belts. Listen, I wish the war in Ukraine wasn't happening. I wish gasoline wasn't costing what it is. But in New York City, I have to tell you, we should be glad that we're paying what we're paying here in West Virginia. It is really scary. So, the government is trying to help, and I hope that they will. But I'm focusing on what we do, and our prices have remained the same on the food truck. Today, we're at Slack Plaza, which is a lovely location, and that's for downtown Charleston, of course. Mm-hmm. Friday night, we're live on the levee, and starting next Thursday and for 5 days, I am so looking forward to the return of the Stern Wheel Regatta. It's going to be...
I was wondering if you were going to be a part of that. I should have known. If there's anything that goes on in Charleston, you're there.
Yes, and... And it's going to be a great event, and we're even working with some young people who are going to deliver food from our truck down to the people who are on their boats. So we're trying to get that refined because a lot of people don't want to get off the boat.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope to get that ironed out between now and next Thursday morning. So I'm excited.
I was going to ask you about the regatta. So you're pretty excited, I think, about the regatta.
When I first came to Charleston, which was 1969, the regatta was here. And over the next couple of years, it kind of, you know, dwindled down less and less. But the fact that it's coming back is, everybody's excited about it. And listen, we got a magnificent river, and bringing in the stern wheels, it's great. I'm looking forward to it. I want to learn more about it.
It's going to be a big time. I mean, because, you know, it's been away for quite some time.
Yes.
And everything, and I've talked about this on the show, Millie, every event that's going on, didn't matter whether it's live on the levee or there were big events last week in St. Albans, and I know Winfield had one a couple of weeks ago with their water festival and all these things. I mean, people are just itching to get out again.
And I think we kicked off with your help. We kicked off food truck in Eleanor.
Yeah, the food truck festival. Yeah, yeah.
and that was great.
And so I mean, the point is, I think that whatever any of these activities have been in the past, they're just going to further exceed that. And then when you add with the regatta, I mean, we're expecting a quarter of a million people. That's the estimate into Charleston. Over the time that it's here, and you add with the regatta,
and of course
they're
all going to come to my food truck.
every one of them will be at your food truck. And what will they find when they come?
Well, they're
going to
find fresh made wraps. We're going to have nachos, we're making taco salad, we're making the best chicken salad you've ever put in your mouth. We're also converting that into a chicken salad wrap, plus our other wraps that we make. We have the best smoothies. Unbelievable. We've added a new one since you had that smoothie at the Shape Shop. Mm-hmm. Now we have a strawberry banana. We're doing soft serve ice cream right off of the ice cream machine. We're trying to make it the best tasting thing and the healthiest fresh, clean food without preservatives. Somebody said to me, the reason that you're aging so gracefully, Millie, is all that clean living. I accept that allegation. Thank you very much. You know, because I guess that's what I believe in and how I live mm-hmm. must be doing something for this aging thing of me, because if I make it to October, which I'm going to.
Of course you are.
I'm going to celebrate my 80th birthday. Oh. Now, that makes me a little nervous to say that, because people are going to say, oh, my goodness, she's an old codger. No, I'm not.
No, you're
not even a little bit.
I was getting a little bit nervous about you not being here. You know, I mean, I know you had talked to Colonel Ron a little bit earlier. But I was a little bit nervous. And so I'm standing at the door at our studio and I see you coming down the hall. I don't know that I could run down the hall as quickly as you did.
Well, that's because I also walk with my dog and my cat every uh-huh. morning, and I go at a pretty good pace.
You take your dog and the cat for the
walk.
Well,
I didn't invite the cat, but the cat invited herself.
Well, that's what cats do.
And yeah, and I have a dog and a cat that walks with me every morning, and it's hysterical.
Awesome, huh? I'd like to see that. So, all right, real quick, because I know you got some other things you want to get to. 4th of July is going to be here, you know, yes. here in a couple of weeks. Most folks like me have already been grilling since like late February. What advice do you have for anyone that's grilling out but want to do it healthy this year?
Well, number one, make sure that you're not throwing a lot of unnecessary ingredients on the meat, and do it just at the very end of that grilling. Like if you're going to do barbecuing, get a barbecue sauce that is not loaded with a ton of sugar. Mm-hmm. And you can read that on the label. And then you just put that on at the end, leave it on the grill for maybe 2-3 minutes, and then you can put it on that higher rack where it keeps warm, or however your grill is set up. Mm-hmm. But don't make food bad for you, and don't char meat, because we have learned that the more meat, and especially beef, is charred, and using charcoal briquettes, it increases the chances of carcinogens.
Okay. So, good advice there. And probably just don't do hot dogs, period, right? Is that what you're going to tell
right.
me? Just don't do
meat,
hot dogs.
And meat doesn't need to be cremated before you eat it. Some people cook it so long.
Oh, no, not me.
That's good.
I do a steak on the grill, or even no matter if I order a steak in a restaurant, I want it medium rare. And I'm getting more and more rare the older I get. I'm eventually just going to eat it raw.
If you had known my husband, who is gone for a very long time, he used to get it so rare that I used to say to the food server that a good vet could get it back on its feet in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's the way I'm getting. I mean, I started out in life wanting my...
Actually, the truth is that's somewhat more healthy yeah. than... cooking it to death, because it does create carcinogens in the body.
And don't totally dismiss the idea of vegetables on the grill, because they're actually very good. And I'm speaking as a meat eater and a carnivore, but I love some vegetables on the grill.
And also, beans are wonderful protein substitutes to put in salads and other vegetables that you make. And all the vegetables can be prepared in aluminum foil on the grill, and they're fabulous. And leave off the butter, use olive oil, and then a variety of some good seasonings. Remember, we're taking care of our heart, and that's the whole thing that makes this body do. The brain tells the heart to pump, but if the heart is clogged, the brain can't send the message.
I thought about you when I was on vacation.
Yes.
A month or so ago, my wife and I were at Myrtle Beach, and I went into a store at Barefoot Landing, which is a great shopping facility in there.
Sure.
The entire store was nothing but olive oil and olives. That's what the entire store was. There was not a thing in there other than that.
Wow.
And I mean, it was like every possible kind of olive oil that you could imagine. And
the more we do that, we're going to help our arteries repair themselves. Listen, I didn't move to West Virginia to tell everybody that bacon grease tastes terrible. It's delicious. It's just deadly. And it builds clots in our arteries. And your grandmother taught you, and her mother taught her, and we've got to break that yoke around our neck, because there's another way to make food delicious and healthy. Right. In our Shape Shop, we don't use any animal fats.
What else you got going on at the Shape Shop before we let you go?
I also want to talk about the fact that all of us, me included, you included, need to embrace some meatless meals. And in fact, I'm going to take my series of meatless, lean and luscious, and I'm going to put them on sale so that more people can get access to meatless eating. It's delicious, especially if you follow some of my simple recipes.
What's your favorite meatless recipe?
Oh, gosh, I don't have a favorite.
Give me a couple as we close out
well,
the segment.
I would have to tell you that when you put vegetables in on the grill, but you put them in aluminum foil, or you have one of those trays that have holes in it, and you just steam the vegetables and then cover them up with some seasonings of your choice.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
zucchini, and I love the green and the yellow and the asparagus, and putting corn on there, and potatoes. It's absolutely fit for a king and a queen.
There you go. All right. Shape Shop is located where?
706 Central Avenue, right on the west side. You'll see us. We have a big marquee, mm-hmm. and we have a handicap entrance. Would love people to come. By the way, it's street parking. You don't have to feed a meter.
Park right in front of
them. Come in and get a smoothie, get an ice cream. We would love you to come and eat healthy with us.
And we'll see you live on the levee and also at the regatta.
Looking forward to that, Dave. Thanks so much.
All right. Millie Snyder from the Shape Shop, 924 580 Live, brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. Join our sister station, Superstar Country, 96.1 KWS and 107.3 KAZ, live at Thornhill Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Fountain Blaise Mall in Logan this Friday from 4 to 6 with your chance to win free tickets to see Keith Urban live in concert. That concert Saturday, October 15th at the Coliseum and Convention Center here in Charleston. Again, Thornhill CDJR. At our sister stations, 96.1 KWS, 107.3 KAZ, we'll have your chance to win free tickets this Friday at Thornhill Chrysler Dodge Jeep Fountain Place Mall in Logan this Friday from 4 till 6. The new chair of the Democratic Party for the state of West Virginia, Mike Pushkin, is up next. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses care for your family.
Out with the old, in with the new. Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill.
Hey, this is Dave Allen for your local Parmar store saying happy summer. Summer's the busiest time of the year with ball games, reunions, vacations, picnics, barbecues. Hey, you name it, and it happens during the summer. Well, before you make plans to head out, make plans to visit your local Parmar store. From gas to great food and all the snacks you need, you'll find it at Parmar. We're nearly 200 stores strong, and we're adding stores all the time, all to better serve you. Download the Parmar app and sign up for our rewards card to save even more. Happy summer, and remember, there's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX Vitel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill binder. RX Vitel does that for free with RX Bipack. Visit RX Vitel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
.927 phone calls to 580 Live of Services. Here's Monument Company offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming to 580 Live. Brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. Texting services provided by Fruit Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Caleb Murphy is our producer today. Let me get this in quick. Festival continues in Charleston. Now, among the things going on, starting at 6 this evening, the all-new Fife Street Brewery is doing live music bingo. That is located at the corner of Summers and Summer Street and Brawley Walkway. Also tonight at 7, it's Three Things, which is very, very popular in the area. That'll be at Capital Markets. Here's Monument Hotline. We'll get to those calls later, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. But now it is time to welcome in the new chairperson for the West Virginia Democratic Party, Mike Pushkin. How are you, man?
It's good to be back here with you.
Not on as a candidate. So, but everybody,
or as a guest,
everybody just calm down. Okay, it's not on as a candidate. No, you were on as the Democrat. You were on Dave Wilson's show. Why did you do Dave Wilson's show before me?
Well, he asked me first.
I asked you like a couple days ago.
Well, he asked me to be on Tuesday, and you asked me to be on Wednesday.
It's because he's statewide, right?
Well, yeah, he's filling in for Hoppy this week. Okay. Is he still filling in for Hoppy today?
He is.
Yeah, he's filling in for Hoppy, and yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, in all sincerity, congratulations on being the new state Democratic Party chair. And I guess even the Titanic has to have a captain, huh?
Hey. thank you. Really, thanks for having me on. I missed y'all. I missed you, Caitlin. I haven't brought food, which I didn't do that when I was on as your co-host. I never brought food, but as a guest, I decided to bring food. I ran for vice chair back earlier this year, back in January, and I did so with the intention, full intention of running for chair, because I think it's important that we get folks in there that are going to work really hard in order to get our message out and get Democrats elected to office, because I feel that the people of West Virginia will be better represented and will have policy that helps them more if we have more Democrats in office, and that's what we're going to do. And I've got a whole, it's not just me, I got a whole new team of folks who ran for officer statewide, ran for executive committee. We're not going to have an executive committee that meets a couple times a year and passes a platform. We're going to have a working executive committee. So we're going to have boots on the ground all over this state, people who are willing to put in the work to get Democrats elected down ballot. That's what we're going to do.
Now, Mike, you were elected as state party chair over the weekend, taking over from Melinda Biafor, who opted not to run again. Mm-hmm. Was it something, and you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, was it something you had a lot of people saying, hey, you need to do this? I know you talked about how your thought process in the past, but did you have a lot of people saying, Mike, now's your time kind of a thing? Or
When there was the race for the vice chair, a lot of people I was recruited to run.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It hasn't been my lifelong ambition to be the chair of a major political party. It's not about the title for me. It's about getting the job done, because I know what our party stands for, and I know what West Virginians believe, and I know West Virginia. And I'll give you a quick story. On the way to the meeting in Bridgeport, mm-hmm. The car I was driving broke down. Had severe car problems, and well, I called some of the members of the committee who were heading up. So I knew were heading up 79. I was grateful that a lot of them were calling back, checking on me, texting. People were willing to come pick me up before any of them could get there. A young man who was just getting off work. By the name of Austin, he got off the southbound exit, came back up the northbound exit on exit 79, and like so many West Virginians do, he asked me if I needed some help. And then when we determined the car wasn't going to run, he told me to hop in, and he drove 40 some miles out of his way to get me to where I needed to go.
Mm-hmm. That's West Virginians.
That's exactly, and so many of us out here, we know that that's how West Virginians are.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, to me, that gives me hope for the state, gives me hope for the Democratic Party, because that's how the Democratic Party is. We're the party that doesn't leave anybody left behind. We're the party that fights for access to health care because we don't want anybody left behind. We're the party that fights for safe workplaces and a living wage, drinkable water, because we don't want to leave anybody behind. And we're also the party that fights for basic human rights for all West Virginians.
But why the change, in your opinion, from what had been a historically, 83 years or so of Democratic rule? The change happened in the teens, about right around the time you came in the office, and then it really happened after that. What changed? I mean, you talk about these Democratic values, and so mm-hmm. and it's all great, but what is it that West Virginia voters, in your opinion, saw that just said, no, we got to make a switch?
I think the Republicans have done a good job of running on national issues.
I agree.
And that takes all the oxygen out of the room, and they get people focused on very divisive issues, in my opinion, issues that pit this group versus that group. And we are going to be more focused on the issues that affect the day-to-day lives of West Virginians. You know, it's access to health care. If you get sick, you should be able to see a doctor. You know, you show up for work, be able to make a living wage and be safe on the workplace. The things that actually help West Virginians and help improve the lives of West Virginians, that's what we're going to be focused on. What we've done a poor job of over the years is getting that message out. But I couldn't be happier about the enthusiasm of the folks who put their name on the ballot for executive committee and the people.
Are you at liberty to discuss any of those? That's a public record, I guess. Any people that could be helping you, your cabinet, so to speak?
Yeah. The vice chair, I think it's historic, an African-American woman, my colleague.
Yeah, we knew that.
Danielle
yeah.
Walker is mm-hmm. the vice chair. I believe that she's the first African-American woman to hold that position. Sam Petzonk is the second vice chair. Our new treasurer is a teacher from up in the Northern Panhandle named Jenny Craig. She was very active in the teacher strikes. Mm-hmm. And our treasurer is Nick Casey, someone who, a former party chair, who mm-hmm. has the experience and expertise to help all these newcomers along. And we have a whole host of there's, you know, lots of officers and executive committee members all over the state who are just raring to go, ready to get out there and help elect Democrats up and down the ballot.
Like it or not, and you kind of touched on this briefly, and I have a ton of text to get to here, but you kind of touched on this. When West Virginians think of Democrats, you know, they don't necessarily think, at least a lot of them, they don't think Joe Manchin, Robert Byrd, John Kennedy, Jay Rockefeller. You talk about national identity. A lot of them think AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. You know as well as I do that simply isn't going to fly in West Virginia. So when you're out there and you're talking to people, how do you get past that and say, this is who we are? We are not necessarily, you can't say that Mike Pushkin, Danielle Walker, these people are necessarily okay. with
all
those people.
All the folks you just named are not on the ballot this fall.
I know.
Okay, we're going to be talking to our candidates who are going to be out going out and listening.
But you know you're going to hear that, though. You know you're going to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you go
and
door
what's your
to
response
door,
going
to
be?
And when you go door to door and you go out there and you go to all these community meetings and you go to the and you go talk to people and you talk about issues that are affecting them and their day-to-day lives, that's how you cut through the noise. And none of those folks you mentioned earlier on the ballot here in West Virginia. We have great candidates up and down the ballot who are going to get out there and talk to folks about West Virginia values. And more important than that, they're going to listen to people and what they want out of their representatives.
But I have a feeling, and I hear this a lot, Mike, and I know you do too, I have a feeling that when you talk to a lot of these people, what you're going to hear is, well, okay, you knock on this person's door and they say, well, I used to be a Democrat, but I switched to Republican or maybe switched to Independent. A lot of people are doing that. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, well, this party just totally left me behind. And so, and again, you kind of touched on it there, but that's going to be a hard fight for you to say.
You know, nothing in life that's worthwhile is easy, and we're gonna. That's why I couldn't be happier. We got people who are willing to work, ready to work. Can't wait to get up and go to work in the morning to help rebuild this Democratic Party.
And you have to balance, of course, being a party chair and being a delegate, which you are now. You may not be after November, but you are right now. How do you balance that? How do you balance the two things?
Well, I think it's all one and the same. I feel that I'll have the ability to lead from the front, and I have we know what the issues are. During the session, of course, the main political issues of the state are coming out of the Capitol, and I'll be there in the trenches on the front line, and dealing with those issues on a day-to-day basis, knowing what I can communicate back to the office in order to get that message out, and I know what our our legislators, our senators, our delegates will need from the party during the session.
Now, go ahead.
Also, I think it's important, you know, I have a really good team. And, you know, I've been a musician all my life. And you've heard me play. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm no Jimi Hendrix. Okay, I'm pretty good. Make a habit, a practice of always surrounding myself with very talented people. Mm-hmm. And any band that I've ever been in, I've always had everybody in it's better than me. And that's how we're going to build the team at the Democratic Party, with talented people who can get the job done, who are good at it.
Let me knock out some text. Your text says, we don't agree on much, but the Dems made a good choice in Mike Pushkin. He's smart, measured, works hard, and cares a lot. What role will Chris Reagan play in the state party going forward?
You know, Chris is a friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I haven't talked to him in a while. I believe he's pretty busy with his job and is working out of Pittsburgh most of the time. But he's a good guy.
Texas Mike Pushkin said Republicans have done a good job. Thanks, Mike.
They've done a good job of getting a very divisive message out that gets people, angry and upset, and in my opinion, often voting against their own best interest.
Tex says, Dave, I thought your comic show was on Friday. Listen to Mike is hilarious. No clue whatsoever. Clueless, man.
Well, it's good to have a sense of humor.
Texas, for the Democratic chair at the West Virginia Democratic Party is not the same as the National Democratic Party. Why not change the name of the West Virginia Democratic Party?
Well, that would be okay. That would be incredibly confusing. We're Democrats, okay, and we're going to stand for the basic principles of access to health care, safe workplace, livable wage, clean drinking water. That's what Democrats stand for. We stand for just regular day-to-day people, and we stand for West Virginia values.
Texas, great to hear you, Mike. Always enjoy listening. Congratulations. You'll do great, and you have our support out here.
Thank you.
Tex says, so Mike Pushkin is now claiming Republicans don't want their families to have access to health care and clean drinking water. Same old talking points from the Democrat chair.
I don't know what they feel about about their families, about everybody else's family as well. And yeah, who expanded access to health care? Well, it's always been done by Democratic administrations, and it was further expanded under a Democratic administration here in West Virginia. That's who expanded health care. It's a fact.
Tex says the smartest thing Pushkin ever done was run from the policies of the National Democrats. They are a complete train wreck.
I think that if you look at what's been going on in the national level, let's talk about the positive things. We had an infrastructure bill passed. Our former president, every other week was infrastructure week, couldn't get it done. Through a bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed by President Biden, and West Virginia is benefiting by that on a huge level. The American Rescue Plan. Which is going to be part of what allowed us to attract jobs like Nucor and also attract jobs like this, the company that's going to be building the electric school buses here mm-hmm. in Kanawha County. That's through the American Rescue Plan. That was passed without a single Republican vote. That was on a national level. So, like I said, I think we've done haven't done the best job of getting the message out, but the message, we're the ones that are actually worked together to govern. Mm-hmm. And not just run these politically divisive campaigns that do nothing but get people stirred up and angry at each other. We want to unite people, and we want to be the party for all West Virginia. And I think that we are truly the party of West Virginia values.
All right, final text is from the Fruit Pharmacy text line. Those candidates are on the ballot by proxy. If the Democratic candidates on the ballots in West Virginia stand behind that platform and support those national candidates and these stances, then you have to associate them together, according to a texter.
I think we're going to go out. I can tell you firsthand, but being someone who's represented a single-member district my mm-hmm. entire time in the legislature, you can knock on every door in a single-member district, and you go out and talk to people, and more importantly, you can go out and listen to people, and that's how you rise above the noise that comes across the television set every night, by going out and just talking to people and listening to people.
You got your work cut out for you, but I'll say this about Mike Pushkin. I've said it from day one. I may not like you personally. No, I'm kidding. I think you're a pretty good guy. I will say this. Nobody is ever going to outwork Mike Pushkin. I'll say that. One way or the other, you and I don't always agree on everything, but I think that they made a very wise choice in you.
Thank you. I appreciate
and you've got
that.
A lot of energy, and you're going to get out there, and you're going to go after it one way or the other. You're going to lose, but you're still going to go. I'm kidding, man.
Best we'll see how it shakes out. Anna, I brought you in cake pops.
And you did. I appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot. Mike, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks
all
for
right,
having me back.
18 minutes away from 10, 580 Live, brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds, your hometown baseball team. Lots of exciting stuff going on with the Dirty Birds. For more, visit dirtybirdsbaseball.com. Charleston Dirty Birds, again, your hometown team. We're back after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses have been creating jobs in West Virginia since 1997.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
60 minutes away from 10. Hey, if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Bytel on Charleston's west side. Ask them about their RX Bypacks. You just heard about those. A pre-filled pouch system which divides up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Bytel on the west side. They are your neighborhood pharmacy. Rest of the show is yours. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Text says Danielle Walker is a left-wing extremist, very divisive and a liberal extremist, and the people need to know that. Well, one thing about Danielle Walker, and I don't know Danielle Walker personally, but I will say this. I don't think she's ever hidden who she is. I mean, she's kind of out there with everything that she believes and stands for, and so I think the people pretty much already know that. Texture says it's comical that the West Virginia Democratic Party have to posture themselves against their own national parent organization. They know the National Democratic Party has lost its mind, but with Mike and Danielle leading, the West Virginia Democratic Party is about to get loony and woke, just like the rest of the Nationals. Loony and Woke. Be a good name for a band. Loony and the Woke. Text says, congratulations, Mike. Now let's hope it's short-lived. Text says, rarely vote for Democrat, but congratulations to the new Democratic Party chair. I'm sure he's listening now. Who does Chairman Pushkin think will do better in the fall, the West Virginia Democrats or the New York Jets? I know Pushkin is probably listening in his car right now. Let me just say this. I'm going to say that neither is going to be very successful. But if I had to guess, I know the question was for Pushkin, but if I had to guess who's going to have a better fall, the West Virginia Democrats or the Jets, my money's on the Jets. That's the way it is. Text says, how many of Pushkin's constituency doesn't have clean drinking water? Text, congratulations, Mike. Look forward to seeing what you can do. Sign independent voter. Text says, good job on the balance the last 2 days, Dave. Love listening to both Tony and Mike. Very difficult, very, very different, but reasonable guys. While we're talking about party politics, while we're talking about party chairs, this controversy on the Republican side, the current GOP chair, Mark Harris, we talked about that on the show yesterday, some pretty serious allegations being lobbied at him. Several in the party asked him to resign. Just as we went to air yesterday, he issued a statement saying that he called the – and I don't have the exact statement in front of me at this point, but he talked about the statements, the allegations against him being totally factless, groundless, I guess would be the case. And but he says he will not resign. He will not seek another term. Now, the Republicans are set to choose a new leader next month, and I'm kind of interested to see in what direction that will go. There have been several names that have been thrown out there as possibly being a party chair. The thing about a party chair is, you know, it sounds really good on paper. And I think Pushkin would tell you this, and I think previous people that have held the party chairmanship on both sides of the aisle will probably tell you. It probably sounds a lot better than it is because, number one, there's no pay in it. You do have a staff to work with, and there's a whole lot of travel, not only in West Virginia, but actually around the country if you're going to do it right. And you get blamed for everything. If your party, Democrat or Republican, has a bad time, it all falls back to the state chair. They say the state chair should have done more. So it would be a very difficult job. I am interested as a Republican, though, to see who will be the party chair on the Republican side. We had text to the show yesterday about Tony Hodge, who was my guest on the show yesterday. Tony's a good friend of mine. There have been other names. Some names out of the past have been thrown out there, but it'll all be decided, I understand, next month at the Republican convention, which I think is going to be here in Charleston. So that should be interesting. I may have to go down and check that out. Texture says, Dave, Mike has more smarts than Joker Thomas and weird talking Blair about Blair put together. All you have to do is listen to them all, according to a texter. Let me see. One final text on the subject, and we'll move on. Talk about loony. The GOP has been held hostage by the Joker for 6 years, according to a texter. The U.S. Senate, totally unrelated, kind of moving on here. The U.S. Senate has agreed to begin debate on gun safety measures. Senators Manchin and Capito joined 62 lawmakers in advancing the bill. And the story is posted by Alex Thomas at WVMetroNews.com. The vote went 64-34. It's called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, and it includes $750 million for the state to administer red flag laws to prevent some from accessing firearms. These are people that have been deemed a significant threat to themselves or other people. The states could also use the funds for establishing mental health courts, drug courts, and veterans courts. It would require more vigorous reviews of background records of gun buyers between the ages of 18 and 21. Now, again, the complete story and all that's being called for in the bill are posted at WVMetroNews.com. This is out of the Senate. And again, both Senators Manchin and Capito signed on to that. It's interesting to see where it's going to go from here. Now, Senator Manchin, it's kind of interesting because Senator Manchin has been the target of a lot, no pun intended, of a lot of people because they didn't like some gun legislation that he passed a part of in the past. And if you'll remember, going back a few years, he actually used guns and used firearms in his ad to try to, I guess, paint the narrative that maybe he was an anti-gun. I know Senator Manchin personally. I know he's not anti-gun. I know there are a lot of people on the NRA side of things that may disagree with that, but I mean, he's an avid hunter, he's an avid sportsman, he's not anti-gun, and Senator Capito also signed on to this as well, so we will just have to wait and see where that goes. Let me knock out a couple texts, and we got to go to break again. Text says, Trump indicted himself on the recorded 67-minute phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State Ken Raffensperger by asking them bullying, then cajoling Raffensperger over and over again to find him 11,780 non-existent votes. Giuliani said, Rusty Bowers, Speaker of the House of Arizona, we have lots of theories but no evidence, another self-indictment. I'm going to try to get to the hearings if I can a little bit later on. Texas, Shane Mike is not a Republican. He would go far in West Virginia. Well, I can say this about Mike Pushkin ever becoming a Republican. I will be a fan of the Washington football team. and I'm speaking as the world's biggest Dallas Cowboy fan before Mike Pushkin would ever become a Republican. So here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. You know, everybody's been talking about the price of gas. How'd you like to win 1,000 gallons worth of free gas? The WCHS network of stations plus 98.7 to beat, V100, Superstar Country KWS, and 107.3, teaming with Todd Judy Ford to give away 1,000 gallons of free gas. Just stop by and register at West Virginia Eye Consultants, Eddie's Tires, T&M Meats across lanes, Anytime Fitness in Elkview, and all the Kanawha Valley locations of Parmar stores and at both locations of Todd Judy Ford on Patrick Street and also in Marmette. You can register between now and July 14th. Five finalists will be chosen to join us at Todd Judy Ford on July 30th to see who wins. So I'm brought to you by Todd Judy Ford and the stations of WVRC Media in Charleston. We'll take a break. We're back after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses are small businesses with big impact, including Generations Physical Therapy and Snap Fitness.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well, equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty.
Long-term coverage plus.
Tag your ride.
Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com.
We are professional grade.
Qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Come see the wonder of the reimagined Kanawha County Public Library. Yes, there are books, rows and rows of them, and lots of seating areas for reading or remote work. But there's so much more. Now you can use your library card to take home gardening or construction tools. And in the new Idea Labs, the possibilities are unlimited. Your new Kanawha County Public Library. Please visit us at our reimagined Capitol Street location. Come check us out.
It's back. And Coba Insurance presents the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta. Concerts, carnival rides, sternwheel boat races, and more. June 30th through July 4th, bring the family to the Kanawha River in downtown Charleston. Something for everyone with activities for all ages. Plus live music with the Spinners.
I'll be burning my way back to you, baby.
And Martina McBride. Plus fireworks on Saturday and Monday. June 30th through July 4th, you've got a regatta at the Charleston Sternwheel Regatta. Don't miss it.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
We got six away from 10. The June special of the month at Hudson's Pizza, large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online for takeout or delivery, to find the nearest Hudson's Pizza location to you, go to hudsonspizza.com. So here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today, and we got to send birthday wishes to Mama Caitlin. Caitlin's mama is celebrating a birthday today, and we'll say happy birthday to Caitlin's mama. Texter says this Tuesday, January 6th hearing showed how premeditated, multifaceted, and violent Trump's plan was to stop the peaceful transfer of power. This hearing clearly showed that Trump was the one who was trying to steal the election, according to a texter. Texter says Dave Pushkin is correct. The Democrats fight for the people. The Republicans just fight, according to a texter. Texas Dave, please get it right. We are the commanders now. We wouldn't want to offend all the Mike Pushkin voters. Hashtag hail to the commies, according to a texter. Well, the January 6th hearings will continue. And, you know, I've said this since day one. The hearings aren't going to change anyone's mind over anything, but it does make for good television, I suppose. Former delegate Derek Evans is due to be sentenced today in U.S. District Court in D.C. And we talked about a little bit the videos that have come out, and I still can't get over the quote on the video when he said, and I quote, "Should I delete it so there's no evidence?" That is actually what he said on the video. So he is facing jail time. Many people think he will get it. We'll see. The hearing is today at 2:30. We have a follow up on that tomorrow. And of course, all of our social media platforms and on air will have updates on that as well. The investigation continues into Uvalde. The head of the Texas State Police called the officer's response to the Uvalde tragic school shooting, quote, an abject failure. Now many have said that teachers, not in this case specifically, but that teachers in general should be armed. I can't speak to Uvalde, but I can speak to some security issues in West Virginia at one time, and I've talked about it on the show before. At one time in one of my previous jobs, I spent quite a bit of time in schools in West Virginia, particularly high schools, when I worked for the Secretary of State's office doing voter registration drives, speaking to classes, things of that nature. And I would probably say, if I had to guess, that I have probably been in 75 to 100 high schools. That's just a guess right off the top of my head. 75 to 100 high schools in West Virginia. All of the ones in the Kanawha Valley, all the ones in Putnam County, several in Boone County, and Roane County, Clay County, you name it. I've been in a lot of them. And I can tell you point blank, at least this was my experience, that I think that West Virginia schools do a pretty good job. Now, I found most schools to be like Fort Knox when I tried to enter them. Maybe it was just me. Maybe they just said there's some creepy guy out here. But I mean, I never at one time in the time that I worked there, which would have been from 2017 through mid 2021, I never at one time attempted to enter a school in West Virginia. And they always knew I was coming. It wasn't like a thing where I just showed up. I mean, it was always planned that I did not have to go through, like I said, almost like Fort Knox to be able to get in. Even if a teacher was waiting on me, because normally we would engage with a civics teacher or something to that effect, and they would say, well, okay, be here at such and such time, and I'll meet you or have one of the students meet you down. I still had to go through this through security. I still had to sign in. And many schools would give you a visitor's badge so you could tell who was supposed to be there and who wasn't. When I came out, they were always adamant about you signing out to make sure that you were out of the building. So, again, I know there's going to be – that's anecdotal evidence. There's going to be some of you that say, well, that's not the way it was at my kid's school. And maybe that's true. But I can tell you, any school I ever went to, any high school in West Virginia – they did a pretty good job of keeping them locked down. Now, as far as arming teachers – I'm not opposed to the idea personally, but I think it depends on the teacher. I mean, we've had some teachers that have come out point blank and said if you were to require arms, which is never going to happen, but that they would quit. And there have been other teachers I have read comments from that have said, well, if I know other teachers are armed, I will not teach anymore. Think back quickly about your time in high school or any school for that matter. Think about some of those teachers. Think about some of them that you would want to have armed and some that you wouldn't want to have armed. We all had that one teacher that probably you don't want to have armed. Probably several. We'll get into that a little bit later on because I think it'll be an interesting discussion. We'll get into that in a future show. Hey, my thanks to the new Democratic Party State Chair, Mike Pushkin, for being here. I appreciate that. And all the lovely and talented Millie Snyder. Coming up tomorrow, Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is here and Brad McElhaney. He's going to join us to update us on state issues as well. For our producer, Caitlin Murphy, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. RIP to Big Papa Jay Nunley. Till tomorrow, have fun and love somebody.
I'm 80 WCHSAM, 96.5 FM Charleston, and 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here, too.